for these last decades, we've been working out in the so-called bioregion. We've been working in many villages. We've been documenting the villages, creating bioresource registers, having programs of planting or working with women's group. But 5 years ago, we said, look, we're a bit tired of working in many villages. Let's concentrate on one. So 30 kilometers from here, there's a village called Nadukupong. You've got the Kalaveli tank, the big wetland. Yeah. That blue patch is 75 square kilometers. The big wetland, when it's full of water, it's got flamingos and lots of ducks and all sorts of painted storks and ibises. And it's a wonderful place. And we've tried to protect it all these years. And when I say tried to protect it, I would go to Delhi with people like Pashi Kapoor and Luigi and meet people in high positions to declare it protected. This is the sort of thing that we've done. 5 years ago, we approached a village that we knew, and we were working anyway, and the village says, yeah, great, we've got a couple of acres, we can add it onto the school, and you can build your environment education center there. We like to do models. We like to do places where people can then maybe see and copy. I can't talk about forestation out there unless I've got this behind me, over my shoulder. Yeah? And if people can come here, then they can see, oh, these guys, they do know something about making a forest, because the forest's here. And so we wanted to make a center there out in the village, in a very ordinary village. In a high school, we found afterwards, it was the worst school in Tamil Nadu. It had 550 kids. It got 10% pass rate. It had 2 trees, 5.5 teachers who turn up sometimes, no water, and of course, no toilets. Difficult on the pupils and the teachers and whatever. It was hell. We got some funds and did a bore well and tanks and, yeah, got it going, got a little bit of money from UNESCO, and planted with the children, started vegetable gardens to help with their nutrition program. Just keep going with that. This goes on. When next to the goats and the cows going down the road, we've got a vortex fountain. A vortex fountain bringing up the energy level into the sewer water that goes into a treatment pond, and then the solar panels energize a motor that make fountains and in amongst medicinal plant gardens, and finally the excess water is used for the tree nursery. And now people come from all over the place to see this worst school in Tamil Nadu. And it's quite fun. We made some buildings, and the government liked that. They came and saw, and we kept reporting back to the chief education officer, because this is a government school. And then he said, oh, that's a nice job you're doing. Would you like another building? He said that twice, and then he built a 3-story building, a NABARD building. And it's an example of how if you do something, the government comes to the party. Our work is environmental education. Lourdes, who's sitting there, he should be talking about this now, but and he will when we walk around. He's the one that's led that program. He's Norwegian. He lives here. He's been involved with Subhash and lots of Orville programs, New Creation, for years and years and years. Took the best of Orville education and our environmental education into the worst school in Tamil Nadu and made an environment center, which is now a sort of model. Just today, he's just back from Nadukupong, the ashram visited with some friends from the ashram who had actually come 2 weeks ago from one of the most expensive Bombay schools, super school. And those kids came to this worst school in Tamil Nadu, yeah? And they liked it so much, they actually made a donation of 1 lakh rupees to the school from some trust in Bombay like that. Nice story, really nice, from the richest to the poorest. That's another part of our, we're trying to link city to country all the time. What we did, or what Lourdes particularly did, he found unemployed graduates in that area, plus two girls and unemployed guys, and trained them. And now 20 teachers that go out to other schools teaching environmental education through absolutely project method. It's not in the classroom. If they're studying water, they study the village pond and they measure it for mathematics. They get all the biota, the fauna and flora. They make stories, they write puppet plays, poems, and they put a whole performance onto the village, back to the village. They call the village together and they tell them all about their pond, which is maybe 500 years old. That's how we study ecology. The Nadikupam Village Community Center, this is in the middle of the village, common land. We've just built a community hall for about 25 lakhs. This is Satprem Design, UNDP funds, the Village Information Center. What we're trying to create is an information center where the villagers have access to all their the relevant information. We've got GIS mapping out in that village where you can click on the village map on a house, you can see a picture of the house, you know who lives there, their education status, their health status. You can click on a bore well, you can know about that bore well. You can click on a field, you can know what crops grew there for the last years. This is information, roads, important people, leprosy, TB, all this is coming into a village map towards so the villagers can plan their future. That's the team is four people working from Pichandikulam, but out in that village and six other villages nearby. We have 35 women's groups, that's microcredit and all this working with IGP programs, etc. We have a farmers group, organic farming. Yeah, the women's group, it's fascinating seeing them sitting in the evening doing global warming programs. We formed a small trust because the FMC and Oroville did not want to get involved out there. So we formed a legal trust. They said, look, you form your own trust. We formed a trust and bought land. We bought land at that time. It was 1.5 to 2 lakhs an acre. We've got all together now about more than 30 acres of land. This is the field where we've got spirulina production. The women's group, sort of organizing the spirulina, it's growing to be a nutrition drink for the school children. Undernourished children, we did their weight and height and hemoglobin with PIMS and the Oroville Health Center. And then we give them a nutrition drink in the morning and the afternoon to the undernourished kids in about four schools. These are activities that Pichandikulam Forest does out there. All these women have been to Pichandikulam. We bring the women to Oroville on toilet tours. So instead of temple tours, we now get them on toilet tours. It's important for people to see toilets that work in the village or in Oroville places, whatever, then you can persuade people that toilets are a good idea. Then we get back and we make toilets with them, with their contribution to that work. Toilet and bathroom with tiles, with pakka. Here the women, the part of our team and the women's group are preparing herbal medicine for a cattle camp. We don't only have people camps, and we have those regularly. Every few months we beat the village gong or drum in the evening, announce that tomorrow in this village there's going to be a herbal medicine camp. Special doctors come, experts, and they treat villages from many villages together, hundreds of people. But this one is for the animals. The balls in that last picture are being thrust down the throats of the animals. After you grab hold of the tongue of the bullock, you have to hold the tongue and push the ball down. It's full of very good herbs to make the animals healthy or increase the milk, etc. Old tested ancient remedies. That's the sort of thing we're doing.